Sundar. Chapter 79. The just ruler of Allah ta'ala billahi min ash-shaytan al-rajim. Inna Allah ya'muru bil 'adli wal ihsan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Allah enjoins justice, the doing of good. Qala Allah ta'ala wa aqsitu inna Allah yuhibbu al-muqsitin. Sunnah Hajjat. And be equitable and just. Surely Allah loves those who are equitable and just. And Abu Huraira radiya Allah ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala sab'atun yudhilluhum Allah fi dhillihi yawm la dhilla illa dhilluhu. Imamun 'adilun wa shabun nasha'a fi 'ibadatillahi ta'ala. ورجل قلبه معلق في المساجد ورجلان تحابا في الله اجتمعا عليه وتفرقا عليه ورجل دعته امرأة ذات منصب وجمال فقال إني أخاف الله ورجل تصدق بصدقة فخفاها حتى لا تعلم شماله ما تنفق يمينه ورجل ذكر الله خالدا Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, there are seven types of people to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide shade beneath His shade on a day when there will be no shade except the shade provided by Allah. They are number one, a just leader, a just ruler. Two, a youth, a shab, who grew up in the worship of Allah, spend his youth in the worship of Allah. Three, a person whose heart is attached to the masjid or mu'allak, and he hanging in the masjid. Four, two people who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They meet for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in part ways for the love of Allah. Number five, a person whom the woman of nobility and beauty tries to seduce, but he says, Akhaf Allah, I certainly fear Allah. Six, a person who gives in charity sadaqah and conceals this charity of his to such an extent that his left hand does not know what his right hand spent. Seven, a person who engages in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, and so his eyes shed tears, Bukhari Muslim. The Messenger of Allah says, there are seven types of people to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides shade beneath his shade on the day when there will be no shade except the shade provided by Allah. Number one, a just ruler. Number two, a youth who grew up in the worship of Allah. Three, a person whose heart is attached to the masjid. Four, people who love each other for the sake of Allah. They meet for the sake of Allah, in part for the sake of Allah. Five, a person whom a woman of nobility and beauty tries to seduce, which he says, I fear Allah. Six, a person who gives in sadaqah and charity and conceals this charity to such an extent that his left hand does not know what his right hand spent. Seven, a person who engages in the remembrance of Allah in solitude, and so his eyes shed tears, Bukhari Muslim. So these seven types, and it's not munhasir, it's not just that only these seven types will be, and nobody else, because in other hadiths there's other types who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala too. But in this narration of Bukhari Muslim, these seven types of people will be in the shade of Allah. Imamun adil, so a just ruler, a person also to a certain extent, like we read, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ul ra'iyatihi. So in that sense, if you're ruling your house, meaning that you as the father figure or the husband figure, that you should be just in your ruling with your children, with everybody there too, so you can get the virtues of this. Also a person, and obviously just ruler, a king or a governor or a prime minister or a ruler, a khalifa who rules justly. And another person, a person who spends his youth in ibadat of Allah. And youth is a time when to do something. Youth is when a person becomes whatever. It's a real time. Understand, from the age of teen, some people even say until the age of 40, but even if we take it to 20, 25, a person is in his youth and the temptations are there, everything is there, it's very hard. Is awal fitya to ila al-kahfi, fitya, the youngsters. Qalu sami'na fatan yadhkuruhum yuqalu lahu Ibrahim. So we heard of a youngster named Ibrahim. So he's called Musa lifatahu. So all these places, we see youngsters. Whoever does, whatever they've done, it's in young age. Then rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqun fil masjid, fil masjid. The person's heart is, he goes after Fajr Salah, he goes to work, he wishes, oh, I can't wait till it's Asr Maghrib when I come back from work. Zuhr, I have to read at work. His heart is mu'allaq. His heart, he's outside the masjid, but his heart is in the masjid. So we can all get these virtues. Every time a person should feel, there's a people who frequent the masjid. And now even those people in the lockdown who used, if they came to the masjid all the time, then they'll have these virtues too, inshallah. A person's heart should be always connected to the masjid. When can I go into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Two people love for the sake of Allah, meet each other, separate each other for the sake of Allah. A woman who calls, a beautiful woman calls a person, he says, this is very hard, man. Like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Situation. Then a person gives sadqa, his right hand does not know what his left hand spends. Two meanings. One is that so much ikhlas, so much sincerity, so much concealment, or he doesn't even know how much he spent. He gives. He never counts what he gives. He doesn't know what he gives. So two meanings of that part of the hadith. And then the last person, we should try this. We should do muraqabah of this. Meditate this. Fear Allah. Or think of Allah's ni'mat upon us and start crying. The other day, I was teaching a friend a muraqabah. Right now, we went to the graveyard 2 weeks ago. Person buried right beside my sheikh. We go two, three times a week to the graveyard. So the person buried two, three, I had a program in Malton Masjid at the end of the year on Thursday, December 31st, 1990. Well, it's the end of the year, just 2 weeks ago, two weeks ago. And then they told me, I just said, I just came from the graveyard, because Malton Masjid is just 10 minutes away. And then they told, Mona Huzaifa said, a janaza is coming in, and the person that's going to be buried by Hazrat Shaykh Abdullah, right beside him. I go, yeah? Who is it? He's blind. He was blind for many years, end of his life. I go, SubhanAllah. I go, our Mona Nata'ullah in Reunion, a friend of ours who graduated in Darul Badi. His father, he's also got Khilafah. His father was good friends with my father and my dad, my sheikh. So I said that, oh, that's his relative. He goes, yeah, that's his relative. Probably because I thought he had passed away, because he told me the other lady who's sleeping there, in his grave is there, she done kidnapped her blind husband. So the blind person, so I said, if a person does muraqabah meditation, try it. Close your eyes, try to walk out of the masjid. Try to walk out of your masjid with your eyes closed. And see how many times just to walk to that door. I did it. That day and after Zuhr Sunnah, when I was reading, Allah Ta'ala inspired in me. You know, that to be never ever think, just this one ni'mat. Just go like this and try it. You'll have to open your eyes two, three times. And this we know. Every day we come to Masjid Taqwa, we know. Your house, you know, every day. Just try to walk there and sit. Then afterwards, sit down, just keep your eyes closed, and then start bawling your eyes out. Cry. And think, Allah, you give me these eyes. The eyes do zina, the eyes do this, the eye. And what are these eyes for? But what have we done with these eyes? And what is this eyes? Just one ni'mat. وَإِن تُعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. فَفَاضَتْ أَيْنَا. Your eyes will start crying, thinking of Allah, Allah, your ni'mat. Allah, your fear. Allah, your greatness. What am I? What is us to do ibadat? Polluted. From here to here is polluted. Nothing but polluted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La afsi thana. Allah, I cannot praise you like the way you've praised. He used to scrub his nose in sajda and used to say, the du'as we've written up there. Du'as, one of the du'as that Rasulullah used to read. Allahumma ni'udhu bi radhaka min sakhatik wa bi mu'afatik min uqubatik wa a'udhu bika minka la afsi thana alayhi. La afsi. Who's saying this? Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La uhsi thanan alayk. The greatest person who has ever praised Allah is Ahmad, the most praiser, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad means the most praiser, the one who prays. Afalu tafdeel it is. Ahmad, the person whose name is Afzal, A'zam, when Akbar, this, the great, the most praiser. And who's the greatest praiser? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What's he doing? Scrubbing his nose on the floor and his head, sajda. He's making this dua. Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk. Anta kama athnayt ala nafsik. Allah, I've not praised you. I've not done thana, eulogize you like the you have. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's way. So a person can think, Ya Allah, you brought me for Fajr Salah. Oh Allah, you woke me up for Tahajjud Salah. Oh Allah, what am I even to stand up in front of you to praise Salat Allah? Think of Allah and start crying. Allah give us the eyes to cry. Because these, when Ummah needs eyes to cry, we heard of Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahimullah Ali, Allah inspired the work of Dawat and Tabligh. Billions and millions of people benefited around the world. What he done for years and years was just crying at night. What's happening to the people? And Allah inspired this whole work through him. And then he used to say, make dua, sleep, because this work was inspired in dreams. And such work that the, even the Arabs, people in Mecca and Medina used to see dreams, join this work of Dawat and Tabligh. Ajeeb. Why? Crying. My Shaykh, who cried for the Ummah. One of his great qualities, he used to cry. One day he started crying in Makkah Mukarramah after Fajr Salah. And then he went into the washroom, turned all the taps on, because his children were there. He didn't want nobody here, and he was screaming and crying. That day he hardly used to see his father in his dream, but that day. And fikr of the Ummah, his own Shaykh said, Yusuf, my Shaykh, he has surpassed me in one thing. He has surpassed me in fikr of the Ummah. His Shaykh Qutb al-Aqdam, Muhammad Zakariya, Rahmullah, one of Ilyasab's nephew said that. Nawar Allahum al-Qadhu, about his own student. He used to cry, my Shaykh used to cry. That was his life. He cried. Understand? Today we've never cried that Allah has given us so much, and we never do shukr. We've never cried through the fear of Allah. Yeah? Khaliyan, any a person, ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا فَفَالَتْ. خَالِيًا could mean solitude, or even just خَالِي Allah he remembered. Besides everything, just Allah he remembered, and he started crying. There's so many reasons for us to cry to Allah. Allah's ni'mat's upon us, the sins we do morning and night, everything, the halat upon the ummat in a person cries. If we can cry, and everybody in the world could cry today, great, great decisions will come down. Day by day, ajeeb, ajeeb halats are coming. And we don't know what's coming. And today, Allah Ta'ala give the whole ummah guidance. Allah Ta'ala guide all mankind. See how we are in the masjid today, how many people, everything. And you know, what's to come ahead, we don't know. But everybody wants to go Makkah, Medina. How many, two, three, four years? We don't know. How long it's going to be like this that we can't go Makkah, Medina? So people dreamed of going to Baitul Maqdis, and see how. Our third haram, we didn't get to see. I mean, the halat of the Muslim. Every year we've been hearing bombs falling over the Muslim Ummah. Inshallah, they all have shahadat, inshallah. Because we're the Ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah SAW cried for us so much. People in the Ummah cried so much. And today, we don't cry. So even this last part of the hadith, meditate this, like I showed you, some ways of crying. A person can cry in many, many ways. Even this, if you just close your eyes, and then start crying, Allah, look, I'm so muhtaj, I'm so in need. I couldn't even walk there. If you took my, look, in one second Allah can say your eyes, I take the your eyesight away. Your eyes will be there. A person read, قُلْ أَرَيْتُ مِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءَكُمْ غَوْرٌ فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. In Surah Tabarak, an atheist, some people, the non-believers, they read the Quran to make fun of it or something. So he said, look, Allah is saying this, your God is saying this, the who, قُلْ أَرَيْتُ مِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءَكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. If Allah was to make all the whales and all the earth dry up of water, who will bring sweet water? So you know what he said? We have modern technology. We can dig water from thousands of feet under the ground. We have modern technology. We are something. Allah, you know what Allah did? Allah took the water from his eyes away. You know we have water in our eyes? Minus 20. Does this water freeze? Does the water freeze in the eyes? Allah took the water away, meaning he became blind. Forget water up there, just bring your eye water back. قُلْ أَرَيْتُ مِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءَكُمْ غَوْرًا فَمَنْ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِمَاءٍ مَعِينٍ. Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Only Allah Rabbul Alameen could bring that. So this is Allah's ni'mat, so Allah enabled us to cry.